Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, let's talk about lip filler and filler migration, because this is a problem that's becoming epidemic. And many different things can cause lip filler migration problems. First of all, what is it? Migration of filler can happen when it's injected imprecisely, too close to the border of the lip. The pink vermilion border of the lip is the outside layer of definition that should not be violated when looking at the anatomic borders of the lip. And injectors sometimes use techniques that can cause filler to perfuse over the border of the lip. And perhaps certain techniques are more difficult or challenging to perform, such as the tenting technique. This is a technique where we create vertical bands of filler that start at the lower portion of the upper lip and tunnel up to the Cupid's bow area and up to the top of border of the lip. And if you're not careful with the passage of the needle in and out of the border of the lip, you can create tracts and trajectories where filler can migrate and pass beyond the vermilion border, causing filler migration. Fillers are hydrophilic material. Hydrophilic meaning they are water-loving and they absorb up to 1,000 times their water weight. Hyaluronic gel fillers are the dominating fillers on the marketplace right now, and they are all composed of hyaluronic acid, a component of these fillers, which does absorb significant amounts of water and causes normally beautiful, soft, voluptuous-looking lips. But when injected too close to the border, that will perfuse, bleed over the edge of the lip, and create kind of a filler ridge or a filler mustache. And that is not desirable. That's something we want to avoid. A little bit of poutiness of the upper lip is a very desirable thing. On the other hand, if we're looking at chronic repeat injection of too much filler in the lips, it can bleed beyond the border of the lips. And I think it's so important to realize that these fillers last a lot longer than we think. Patients who have had Juvederm or Restylane or Voluma or any of the gel fillers like Versa, you're all at risk for this problem. There's not one specific filler that's worse than others. In general, if a filler is injected incorrectly, it will create filler migration problems. And actually, I should take that back, because I do think that Juvederm happens to be the most swelly and the most capable of diffusing across the borders of the lip. So if you're getting lip filler done and you're using Juvederm, I think it's important to really respect those boundaries to avoid this distorted shape and 2D, two-dimensional kind of linear projection of the lip. Filler migration can cause this abnormal ledge to occur and border invasion, so that filler actually goes into the border of the lip and spreads. And it causes that ducky protrusion. It flattens the natural tubercles at the lip, and it can certainly look distorted with an abnormal light reflex. So there's a lot of reasons why we need to respect the natural anatomy and tubercles of the lip. And there are a lot of reasons why we need to not inject excessive amounts of filler. I think that lip filler lasts a lot longer than we think. Although the fillers are designated as lasting for 1 year, in reality, they diminish significantly. By 6 months, they come down. But I think that truly filler can be present in the lips, in the under eyes, and in many areas of the face long term, like 18 months, 2 years, and beyond. And the more we keep layering on these fillers, the more overfilling can occur and over congestion of the lips. And patients do become somewhat addicted to that feeling of beauty and confidence that they get when their lips are first injected. So they're coming back to us sometimes not just because they want bigger lips and they're ready for another syringe of filler. It's actually that they're ready to feel pretty again, that they want to feel prettier and more confident, and they're ready for more confidence. So it's important to infuse them with more confidence and sometimes distract them from getting more filler. And I have patients who have over-injected lips and who demand of me more and more and more filler in their lips. And I find it very difficult to say no. It's not that I don't say no. I do set limits and I do negotiate but I also respect patience because I think that you can't be the person to tell Dolly Parton she can't get big boobs. That's her, and there is no Dolly Parton without those big boobs. And so if some person wants to have really overfilled lips or that look of uber voluptuousness, who am I to say not to do it? Who are we to judge that appearance? I think we are there to guide them, and we can tell them what's done safely. We can point out the risks of filler migration. We can point out that it might look a little overfilled, doll-like, or pornographic-looking. We can tell our patients all these things, but the bottom line is if you don't take care of them and use your good injection techniques, that they may go somewhere else and get really botched from bad injection, safety issues, you know, sterility issues. So if you're confident in your skills and you think that your patient is being reasonable and has fully thought out the consequences of their filler, it's okay to proceed. So I'm going to give you permission to give people the lips they want, whether they're small, petite, natural, barely present, or slightly voluptuous, or just, you know, way over the top, Dolly Parton full, big old lips. I think that's so important to discuss because there are practitioners out there who really criminalize the idea of giving big lips. And this is an individual thing, and no man, no woman, no injector should tell you what your face should look like. I also want to point out that when you're using these super uber hydrophilic fillers like Juvederm, just be careful because they have a look. They get sausagey. And that's not a bad thing. There are people who want the look. They want the lip filler look. They want that look of juiciness, kind of tubular filled. I call it sausagey for lack of a better word because that's what they look like. And it's not always a bad thing. I sometimes will use Juvederm or a super hydrophilic product when I see a very thin lip and I just really want the juiciness. And for the most part, I love the Restylane products in terms of their ability to control and their lack of swelliness. And I also really enjoy Versa. I think it's a wonderful product that's just softly hydrated and super natural. I actually love Vobella too for lips, but it's so gentle you can hardly tell it's there. And those are just some considerations. If you're a person who's got lip filler migration issues, if you've had Russian lip technique done on you where they try to create this overfilled two-dimensional projection of the lips, or if you feel like your filler has migrated outside the border of the lips and caused flattening, tinting, and distortion, you can have your filler dissolved and refreshed. There's no easy way around it. You can't add good filler on top of bad filler. You need to dissolve them down and get rid of the filler with an enzyme called Hyalinex or hyaluronidase. It's a very simple process. It stings a bit. It swells a bit. But let me tell you, in exactly 10 minutes, you can see improvement. And once the swelling goes down fully in a week, you can remove all of that filler migration and you will return to a natural, more crisp border of the lip. So if you're a person who's suffering, I really encourage you to come and see me, see any injector who's good at what they do. We all have Hyalinex in our offices. If you're a skilled injector, you should. If you are injecting lips and you don't have Hyalinex in your office, or if you're injecting any area and you don't have Hyalinex in your office, then I am going to spank you because that is mandatory. That is mandatory. If you have a gun, you need the antidote to the gun. If you're going to create a wound, a problem, a complication, you need to be able to reverse it and fix it. So all injectors, please do your research and contact me if you want to find out more about Hyalinex and the use of hyaluronidase. There are various forms of it, and it's such a great product to have available. If you're a patient, don't hesitate to dissolve down those overfilled lips and let's make them beautiful and let's make you confident again. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram, making beautiful lips every single day. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And if you can't come visit me in person, you can try my amazing lip plumper. It feels like you had a syringe of filler. It lasts from 1 to 3 hours. It makes your lips extra pink and plumpy, soft and supple with ceramides and peptides that help with fine lines and wrinkles. And I love it. I personally love it. You will too. It's at beautybydrk.com. Don't forget to check it out. That's it for now, guys. Mwah, and stay beautiful.